Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you here tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio on a Monday night. It is Monday, March 16th, 2015. This is the 75th day of the year. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson. I just want to thank you for joining us tonight as we come together to hear the word of the Lord. There is a word for his people tonight. I want you to know that there is no situation we can not face without him working it out. The Bible declares in Romans 8:28, and we know, I mean, we got confidence, assurance. There's no doubt about it. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, he says all things work together for good. He didn't say they always felt good, but they work for good. Tonight, we just want to thank God for blessing us to be on air again. And what a privilege and an honor it is for me to share the word of the Lord tonight. Tonight is Monday night, and generally on Monday night, we usually have a theme from prayer or prayer time, because that is so important. Prayer is next to the word of God. In fact, when you think on the armor of God, and when you talk about the offensive weapon of the word, the next thing he talks about is prayer. So prayer and the word go hand in hand. So we'll find out the importance of prayer again tonight as we examine that theme. I want to remind you that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, our regular scheduled time, unless we have some type of interruptions or things going on whereby we have to be off the air. But generally, we are here. So we just want to greet you right here in that wonderful name of Jesus. And I just want you to know that no matter what, let's look to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. The Bible said, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And now, friends, we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. Need how God shall supply. We know that he'll transform your life from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you, sir, for giving us this opportunity to come together, oh God, to hear your word. Lord, your word declares, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So, Lord, we ask you to look on us tonight, oh God, anoint us, oh God, that we can speak. Oh God, speak through our mouth, oh God, think through our minds, oh God. We ask you to have your way tonight. Lord, let it be all of thee, none of me. God, glorify yourself. God, we thank you for the anointing that destroys every yoke, Lord. Lord God, we ask you to forgive us for all sins, iniquity, and transgression, God. Whether it be words, thoughts, or deeds, whether it be sins of omission or commission, God, we just thank you. Oh God, give us a heart, oh God, that we can come before you pure. And Lord, that we know that Jesus, he who knew no sin, became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So, Lord, we just give you praise, God, and we give you glory for the victory. Thank you that your word will not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh, God, we love you. We give your name praise, glory, and honor for the victory. We pray this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight, we're going to ask you to open up your Bible, please, to the book of Psalms, Psalm the 5th chapter. Psalm, the 5th chapter, and we're going to begin at verse 1, Psalm 5. This is a psalm of David, and he declared, "Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation." David says, give ear. In other words, pay attention, Lord, to my words. And this word consider, I love to use consider. It's a certain way when you ask people to bring you something, they tend to do it when you say, would you consider? Then just say, go get me this or that. But the psalmist here declared, in other words, I'm not just coming before you, Lord, with vain words, empty words, but Lord, my words are sincere, they're in righteousness, they're in truth. And just so we'll know, we have to be assured, because the Bible tells us in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So it is necessary that our words, everything we do, should be done in sincerity. In sincerity. So it's not just coming before him and saying, I'm going to just say this or that, I'm going to do this or that, I'm going to. No, but you're going to come before him understanding that he's God in heaven, and we are just blessing. We humble ourselves in his presence so that he can be pleased to bless us. He can be pleased to deliver us. When we talk about even this theme of being sincerity, the Apostle Paul declared in Ephesians 6:24 that grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ. How? In sincerity. Amen. Notice that again, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. So whatever we do, we're doing it as unto the Lord. So the psalmist declared, give ear to my words, O Lord, and consider my meditation. What is it that we should be meditating on? Well, you know, he established this in the first psalm, because in Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, the Bible declares, blessed. Now, this word blessed means happy, happy. Glory to God. Or empowered to prosper. And that's in every area of your life. Happy. But he said, blessed is the man that what? Walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, where is your delight today? What is the thing that you delight in? Is you looking to the Lord for your help? Is you looking to the Lord as the only source? Is you looking to the rock of all ages? The one that can help you go from stage to stage in life. So he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. In other words, he's not receiving advice from everybody, but he is getting his advice from the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's not getting his advice from ungodly people, people who don't even know the Lord, but then they're trying to tell you how to do it. No. You know, it would be a bad thing to put somebody like me in the kitchen that don't know how to cook, and then I'm going to tell you how to cook. No. You want somebody that has been experienced, that know what they're doing, that have been anointed to cook. And I have some great cooks around me, and they can really cook. Praise the Lord. But I know that's not my anointing, so I don't go there. So the same it is with your advice. You have to know where you're getting your counsel from, who you are taking counsel from. So he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But he said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate, how long? Day and night. The Bible said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. And leave also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So the psalmist David had made that declaration, that asking the Lord to consider his meditation, the things that he's thinking on. That's why we got to make sure we do a checkup from the neck up. In Philippians 2:5, the Bible declares, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. The Bible said, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. But he took upon himself the form of man and became humble. He became humble. And the Bible said he became obedient even unto the death of the cross. He found himself in the fashion like a man, and he became humble. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even though God have also highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So what is it that I'm thinking on today? Then verse 2, our original text, Psalm 5:2, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. So the psalmist goes on and said, Lord, not only do I want you to consider my meditation, but pay attention to my voice, to my cry, my King and my God. Just like every mom learned the sound of her child's cry. It could be 100 babies in the room, but that mother learns that cry of that baby, and she knows that cry. And the Lord knows our cry when we cry. The Bible talked about in Psalm 34 and around the 17th verse, Psalm 34 and around the 17th verse, this is what he says, the righteous cry, and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their trouble. Notice again, he says that the righteous cry, and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their troubles. But what is it that makes the righteous cry when they know who their source is? They know they're not depending on their own strength. Oh, my God. In fact, the Bible said, what man is he that desires life and love of many days that he may see good? He says to us to keep our tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. He goes on to let us know to depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Why? He said, because the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. That's Psalms 34, verses 12 through 15. Psalms 34, 12 through 15. He said that the face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. And that's why he said that the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all their trouble. God can deliver you out of your situation. I don't care what it looks like, God can and will deliver. But will you believe his word? Not only will you believe it, but will you obey his word? So the psalmist says, hear or hearken. Pay attention to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. Thee will I pray. See, he was letting us know that I'm not looking to nobody else. I'm looking unto the Lord, the God of heaven, the God of heaven and earth, the one who can open up doors that no man can shut, and shut doors that no man can open. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. In Psalm 5:3, the Bible goes on to say, my voice shalt thou hear in the morning. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. In the days where many things are going on in our land, it's time for us to look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to look to him because he is the only source. Yeah, we may have many resources. He may use this person to bless you or this person to do something for you. But ultimately, we got to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He is able to work it out. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, wherefore sin we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Notice he says again, he says, wherefore sin we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside. Who's supposed to do it? We ought to do it. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And here's the focus point. Looking at it, in other words, keeping our eyes fixed on him. Everything else is going down but the word of God. You may have this person, you may have that person, but only the word of God is going to stand. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24:35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So we're just looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before us endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Bible said, but consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. And many times people are fainting along the way because they begin to let down the standards of God. And even if you fall and if you sin, if you be quick to repent and talk to the Lord about it, he'll wipe it clean. And that's what you got to do. So he said, but consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be weary and faint in your mind. He said, you have not yet resisted unto blood. We haven't even been put to the test where they are taking people alive. In some countries, they are. But he said, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. But we have to end that if we are going to trust God in our prayer time, we got to do like the psalmist did. He says that he was going to take his voice or lift his voice up in the morning. He said, my voice shall thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Not going to look down. Down is not where things should be. Except you're falling down on your face before the Lord, saying, wash me, purge me, and make me anew. We do understand the word of God tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He said, old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. In Psalm 5:4, the Bible says, for thou art not a God that have pleasure in wickedness, oh my God, neither shall evil dwell with thee. Notice it again, he said, thou art not a God that have pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. God is a holy God, and he wants us to be holy For consider Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, when the Bible declares, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. He says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Psalm 5:5, the Bible says that the foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. So it's so important that we understand that only the righteous shall see God. The old gospel tune says, nothing but the righteous, they shall see God. Nothing but the righteous shall see God. The Apostle John, words in Revelation chapter 22, and in the 22nd chapter, verse 11, the Bible says, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. Goes on to declare that I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gate into the city. My God. I tell you today, that's why it's important for us to understand where we are and who we are and who we belong to. 5 verse 6, the Bible says, thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. God don't want us to be a hypocrite. All he wants us to do is come real before him and ask him to clean us up, to make us vessels of honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. He's coming back. Will you be ready? Will you enjoy seeing him in peace? The Bible tells us in 1 John, chapter number 1, the 1 and beginning around the 5th verse, you find the Apostle John right here in this book, 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Notice what he said, God is light, and where the light is, there is no darkness. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Goes on to let us know that if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. However, he says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us righteous. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So we can see to be vessels that will be pleasing in the sight of God. Look what the psalmist said here. David said in Psalm 5:7, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Notice it again, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. Excuse me. I don't know about you, but mercy. Mercy is even as hungry, even as what we did not deserve. In Lamentation 3:22, the Bible says, it's of the Lord's mercy, not the truth. Because his compassion fear not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. David said, I'm going to go into that house in the multitude of that mercy, knowing that I didn't get what I deserved. We was acquitted. We was guilty. But Jesus dropped the charge so that we're free. He says, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Now you truly can worship the Lord, you know that you've been a vessel of sanctified and meek for the message. Because that's a vast difference between praise and worship. Everybody can pray. But the Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, but when it comes to worship, worship is that intimate time. Giving God your best. Presenting your vessel before him. He continued on by saying, lead me, O Lord, in the righteousness, because I'm not enemy. Lead me, O Lord, in the righteousness, because I'm not enemy. Make thy way straight before my face. This we see God's guiding hand, how he'll guide us through whatever situation we're faced. It don't even have to be a sin. There may be some other issue you have in your life, but God will lead you. That's what David said. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Don't let me go about my own way. Sometimes God be leading us, but then we drop over the jump over the blocks. You ever prayed about something? And God put a block in the way? We'll jump over the block. But David said, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemy. Make thy way straight for my faith. The scripture says, verse 9, Psalm 5, 9, but there is no faithfulness in the mouth. The inward part is very wicked. The throat is open sepulchre. They clatter with their tongue. Now, and of course, he's referring, even you can find a reference to this in Romans 3, verses 10 through 18, where the Apostle Paul was giving reference to all kinds of wicked people and the things that they did. And he was just describing them that they're not faithful. There was no faithfulness in their mouth. He said, in the head of our life, then we'll consider 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, when the Bible said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I heal their land. Psalm 5:10, because destroyed are them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgression. But they have rebelled against thee. And in this day that we are living in, we are seeing many people rebelling against the word of God. They're going about doing their own things and then saying bless. But God won't bless us if we refuse to walk in our own ways. He'll let us live with the fruit of our choice. Then he concludes this psalm in these last couple of verses by saying, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Honey, you can rejoice when you know that you are doing no thing that pleases the Lord. In Hebrews 11:6, the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently. So let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Why? Because thou defendest them. God will defend. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. Notice now, he says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Or grace, favor, will thou compass him as with a shield. When we was little, when I had my sight, I used to see them playing a game called hula hoop, and it was a round plastic, and they would play that, put that around their body, and they could twirl that toy. And I think about that circle that God places around us when he talked about this favor. Just like that hula hoop was a circle around the body, we have favor. That's a circle. He says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. He said, and I will compass him as with a shield. A shield. You know, shield protects our front part, vital organs, our heart, our lungs, liver. A shield. And we need that shield of faith. But in thinking about that psalm that David had declared there, he was showing us the value of praying, because when we pray, God will answer our prayers. And he'll do it, not because of we've been good, but he'll do it because he's God all by himself. And he's demonstrating his love for us. He loves us in spite of our own self. In Colossians chapter 4, I wanted to look at this passage by the Apostle Paul, Colossians 4. And let's look at verse number 2. Colossians 4:2. As we relate this theme of prayer, divine prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and prayers like gravy on a potato. You have to have that, because the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, really, verse 16, 17, and 18, it says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And he said, in everything, give thanks. Now, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So he said, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God will open unto us a door of utterance. I mean, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. He said, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. See, when you pray, prayer will cause you to walk in wisdom toward them that are without, those who don't know the Savior. He said, redeeming the time. And then not only will prayer cause you to walk in wisdom toward them that are without, but it also will help your speech. Just like we put seasoning in our food, make it taste good for the benefit of the body. He said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. Notice it again. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. So you see, prayer will help us. And when we pray, we begin to thank him for the answer, because he's a God that will answer our prayer. Consider what Matthew said, Matthew 7, verse 7, as it relates to prayer. He told us to ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Matthew 21:22, the Bible declares, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believe it, you shall receive. Notice that again. In all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. What is prayer? Communicating with God, talking to God. It's not you doing all the talking. Great element of prayer for us need to be listening. Lord, what would you have us to do today? What would you have us to do? You might plan to go to, for example, you may say, I'm going to go to McDonald's. This is just an example. You may say, I'm going to McDonald's. You may say, go to Burger King. Because when you get a Burger King, maybe somebody you need to witness to. Not that you can't witness at McDonald's, but you have to go with a blessing in. 1 John 5:14. This is what the Bible says. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, know that we have the petition that we desire of him. He said, this is the confidence that we have in him, that he heareth. And if we know he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. God loves us, and he wants to give us his best, but we got to give him our best. Come before him. And he'll raise us up and use us for our good or for his glory. In Isaiah 65, verse 24, the Bible says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they're yet speaking, I will hear. So tonight, whatever you're expecting from the Lord, he is able to do it. He can do it. We just got to trust him. You got to let go. For your word, we shall not return unto your void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Oh God, we ask you to bless the radio audience, those that are listening. May your word transform their lives and change them. Oh God, we love you, because there is no God like you. We thank you, God, for healing our body tonight. We praise you because you are a miracle worker. We just give you all the glory and honor and praise. thank you for Blog Talk, staff and management. We just give you praise for the victory. We love you and appreciate you. We say thank you, Father. For it is in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank the Lord for blessing us tonight to be on the air tonight. We pray that you all continue to pray for us. And we just thank the Lord. As we look to Jesus, he's going to do some great and wonderful things for his people. We just want you to know we appreciate you, and we honor the Lord for his faithfulness. I want to say to everybody, be encouraged. And remember, we look forward to seeing you right back here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday night. We trust God, and we give God all the glory and honor and praise. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 says, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everybody to have a blessed and safe night in Jesus' mighty name. God bless everyone.